from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
This is what people are leaving on the Coming In Hotline.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Are we serious?
That is coming in hot. Did anybody say anything about PSLs? I think Kevin's just assuming they're going to have PSLs. Maybe they will.
Kevin
Maybe Kevin's
and Cam's,
being right.
Yes.
Kevin
Not
and Cam.
Kevin Stefanski.
It sounded, well, when he says, hey, this is Kevin, I thought that was Kevin Stefanski because he has that, what,
he
hey,
has
Browns
that promo?
Fans, this
yeah,
is Kevin Stefanski.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah. And it sounded, I was like, whoa.
Maybe it was Kevin Stefanski.
That was, in fairness, that was left before the final preseason game.
Okay.
On Friday afternoon on the Coming In Hotline.
So you can get to the Coming In Hotline. All you need to do is get out your free Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. You follow or favorite 92.3 The Fan, and then you go to click. You go to Listen Live, right? You click on the banner, and there's a Listen Live button on there, and then it's orange. The Listen Live button is orange, and then to the right of that is a microphone, and that is the Coming In Hotline. And you click on that, and it says tap the microphone icon to record a message for 92.3 The Fan. You record a message. Get it in within 30 seconds. Anything over that, it's probably not going to be great. 30 seconds, right to it, boom. PSLs even, it doesn't matter.
I can't wait to hear
old
the montage
PSL
of people that just leave you Super Bowl, Super Browns chants.
I hope there are. Somebody posted something on a Reddit, I believe, about Super Bowl, Super Browns. I was happy about that. So I'm very good. I was told about a Reddit that somebody was posting on college football or something about Super Bowl, Super Browns. I'm very happy, and I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to the Coming In Hotline. Looking forward to more hot takes like that. Real quick, when it comes to, because I want to get to the Swartz audio, and we're going to get to the back to Watson coming up in a bit, I promise. But let me say this. I don't think that Saturday would have changed anything. This is why I just wish they would not have said anything, or Stefanski would have said anything on Monday about Deshaun Watson playing the next week against the Seattle Seahawks. I wish he would have never said it. He shouldn't have said anything. Shouldn't have said anything about it. Said continue to say it's going to be a decision that we make internally, and that's it. Move on. And I know that there was plenty of heat, and I know those reporters were bothering him incessantly about it, which is their job to do it. But he should have just kept feeding us nothing and saying we'll make our decision internally as the week goes on. We're focused on the Minnesota Vikings and the joint practices at hand. That's what should have been said. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think there would have been anything he could have done in that preseason game on Saturday, or during any of the preseason, really, if he'd have played all three and he'd have thrown like three touchdowns in each one or something like that, maybe there would have been a different conversation. But I don't think, especially on that Saturday, I don't think there's anything he would have done to change anybody's mind, good or bad, about what he's going to do. There's most people who assume he's going to do something that's not very great, and we're not going to go anywhere on that. There's some people who are hopeful for it, and God bless you for it. There's very, very, very few people that believe that this thing is going to go in the right direction right now and that nothing can get in the way and everything's going to be fine. There's very, very few people like that. But again, God bless you if you feel that way. To the ones that are believing, like I got a message here from Joey. Ken, my gut feeling is Watson plays 5, maybe 7 games before we see Winston take over for the rest of the season. Winston was rough, by the way, on Saturday. Maybe even see DTR for a few games as well. Watson needs to prove to me that he's not just here for a paycheck. That is a belief that's held by way more people than we're comfortable with.
Which
Spencer German in for Tone.
Well, I'll say this. Like, the one thing, I understand all the off-the-field stuff. There's a lot of criticisms to make of Deshaun Watson. I understand why he's controversial. I understand why people don't like him. The one thing that I will never say Deshaun, like, I will never say anything about Deshaun not caring about playing football games for his teammates, for himself. He knows that he, in order for him to kind of restore his image, he has to play. But Ken, like, that's the one take that Browns fans deliver us or share with us sometimes that I can't get behind when it comes to Deshaun.
Because he
rushed back. He rushed back last year to play in that Colts game.
But there have been plenty of guys.
He admitted that he shouldn't have done that. And he's done it throughout his career. He's played through injuries. He had to drive to that one game when he was at Clemson so he could play with like a cracked rib.
And they don't care about that.
I know.
They do not care.
And it's easy to say because he hasn't played well and he had all the off-the-field stuff and he got the big payday. I get why it's the low-hanging fruit argument to make, but I don't subscribe to that.
There are a lot of fans who love Nick Chubb and would let Nick Chubb in their house and eat breakfast with them right now, would encourage them to do so, encourage him to do so. The same thing with Myles Garrett. But the Browns didn't draft Deshaun Watson. This was a business. Yeah. This was a business deal here. That's what this was. This was a business agreement between Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland Browns, and Cleveland Browns fans. Okay, all the money, all whatever baggage there might be, but you better go out there and win. And so when people have that feeling and then he doesn't quote-unquote show up for work, whether it be his decision or not his decision, and I don't think it was his decision that he did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Show up for work, people are going to have that feeling. But that's the entire point of what I'm saying, is I don't think he would have done anything on Saturday that would have changed anybody's mind. If he would have went out there and performed poorly, the people who think that he's going to perform poorly this season, it would have been a confirmation that it would have done it. Had he gone out there and done well, then we would have just heard it's just preseason and it doesn't matter because he's all he's doing is facing vanilla defenses. It didn't change anything for him. But, and this is one of them, where it might have meant something. Yesterday, Jim Schwartz, give me that 0-2. You said that was the good one here. Jim Schwartz was asked by Aditi Kinkabala on Saturday at halftime about the steps that the defense need to make this coming season. Here's what Jim Schwartz had to say.
I don't know. I think we just got to find our own formula for this year. You know, we talk about last year. I don't think we can just count on last year happening again. We have to take a mindset of going out and proving it again this year.
Audio courtesy of Channel 5, News 5. He was
I love Jim Schwartz.
He was visibly disappointed in his defense, and I think he was visibly disappointed in the defense in a lot of games in the preseason. I think that this needs to be something that's discussed. Now, the secondary was good. Everybody was good against Minnesota. So me, you know, thinking that how good they are and how good they can be, I'm buoyed by that. But, you know, Jim Schwartz is a perfectionist. And the secondary, now you had plenty of guys who are backups playing in these games, but a lot of these guys are still going to make the team. A lot of these guys are still going to be in your secondary room. And when he sees that, I think that that bothers him a great deal. And especially after that Houston game where all the offseason talk, a lot of the offseason talk has been about the quarterback, getting him healthy, Browns returning to the playoffs. I think a lot of people have taken, myself included, have taken the defense for granted in some ways. I think that that performance against Houston, I think that keeps him up at night. Yeah. He knows that other teams are going to see that video. He knows that other teams are going to try to exacerbate those problems and exploit those problems as best they can. And I think he knows that Dallas is going to try to do that week one.
When I think he knows, that's why he's talked about like adding some wrinkles, doing some things differently. I actually thought the other clip, the other question that he was asked by Aditi, and he talked about how he doesn't really know what everything's going to look like right now because he hasn't had his full arsenal of players with him. I thought that was even more interesting than that first quote. That kind of said to me, like, maybe Jim Schwartz and Kevin Stefanski have different philosophies on the preseason, to be honest with you.
But playing guys?
Yeah, because he seemed like somebody who was like, hey, I wish I could get out here and try some different things, but, you know, we're not taking that route, and so I guess we're just going to have to live with it.
Well,
he's
not the head coach of the football team. There's certain things that Stefanski needs to do that he can't do. I mean, Grant Delpit, a little bit of time with him yesterday or on Saturday, a little bit of time with Juan Thornhill. I mean,
which
Denzel
funny,
Ward.
Because last year, Juan Thornhill got hurt in that third preseason game.
And Denzel Ward cannot play in the preseason for obvious reasons. Here's Jim Schwartz on Saturday on that.
I don't know. We haven't had all 11 guys on the field, even in practice, so it's hard to be pleased with anything right now.
I thought that was interesting. I mean, some of it's out of his control, like you said. Some of it's out of his control because it's injuries and he just can't do anything about that. But it kind of struck me as like, they've really taken this real conservative, we don't want to play anybody and get anybody hurt philosophy. I wonder if Jim Schwartz feels the same way about things.
I think it's selective tough talking by myself. If they do well, if they were to all play in the preseason, I could sit there and say, well, they need to play in the preseason. They need to be sharpened. They need to play in practice. They need to be sharpened. But I'm also the same guy that watched them lose a guy to the IR at least once a week in that secondary.
And they lost guys during the preseason too.
And Ronnie Hickman's a nice young man. Ronnie Hickman should not be left one-on-one with anybody. Ronnie Hickman should not be left one-on-one with Owen Lotteman, let alone wide receivers. I'm sorry. That's just what the truth is, guys. That's just exactly what it is. Ronnie Hickman can come in and play safety for you and do as best as he possibly can. You put him in a one-on-one situation, and right now, I think you're in it. No, he'll make it. He's fine. But I think a guy like that should not be left one-on-one, and I think that that's part of the reason that he's frustrated because, I mean, you saw that in the Minnesota game. You saw that in the Green Bay game, I beg your pardon.
I wonder if preseason game three was at home and at 425, if we would have seen a different lineup in the roster, especially the defensive guys.
Maybe a little
that
bit.
That travel sucks. I know it's only 7 o'clock in Seattle when they kick off, but it's 10 o'clock body clock-wise. Ken, you made the journey. Yeah. You know.
It was. I looked at that. I go, guys, that's 1 in the morning on their bodies. It's 1 in the morning to me. It is late.
And you're finely tuned.
Yes. It's one thing when they do like the West Coast trip last year and they spend like a whole week out there and they kind of get acclimated. It's another thing when you're there for like 2 days. Yeah, it's not great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.